studying disease super spreaders. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Typhoid Mary was the first known case of what's known as a super spreader, a person who carries high levels of a pathogen but has no disease symptoms. According to Stanford immunologist Denise Monack, super spreaders are 20% of populations but account for 80% of disease transmission. In the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, she reports that super spreader mice have a unique ability to tolerate disturbances to the microbial ecology of their intestines.
What we find is that the immune system in these super spreaders is rewired in some way, and it's making them tolerant to inflammation in the gut.
She says these animals' unusual immune responses could be a key to understanding and treating a host of illnesses in which the immune system overreacts. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.